Hey, what's up? It's Josh Todd from Buckcherry, and you're listening to the Blog of Rock. Check it out.
Hallo Leute, prima, dass ihr auch heute wieder mit dabei seid. Wir nähern uns langsam der Ziellinie meines The Block of Rock Specials American Road Trip. Alle Stammgäste meines Podcasts kennen ja bereits die Geschichte hinter dieser Staffel. Für alle anderen hier nochmal in Kürze. Animiert von einem Gläschen meines Lieblingsbourbon Maker's Mark kam ich auf den Geschmack, gemeinsam mit euch einen virtuellen Trip quer durch die USA zu machen, um nach den Wurzeln meiner musikalischen Helden zu buddeln. Wer den bisherigen Verlauf der Reise verpasst hat, der sollte sich noch einmal schnell die dazugehörige Episode mit einem Trailer etwas weiter unten anhören. Vor allem, welche Rolle hier eine Flasche aus Kentucky spielt, die mich mit einem milden, süßlichen Inhalt bei 45 Umdrehungen zu diesen handgemachten Geschichten inspiriert hat. Wir sind vor über 2 Monaten in Chicago gestartet und waren zunächst bei Cheap Trick in Rockford, Illinois zu Gast. Danach ging es über weite Teile der alten Route 66 nach St. Louis, Missouri, wo wir jede Menge Südstaaten-Feeling von der Ormond Betts Band mitbekommen haben. Anschließend besuchten wir die Bourbon Distille in Loretto, Kentucky, in der wir viel über die Herstellung von Maker's Mark erfahren durften. Ein paar Meilen weiter hat uns in Edmonton unser Freund John Fred Young vom Blackstone Sherry verraten, dass er von einem Stadionbesuch eines Fußball-Bundesligaspiels träumt. Von dort aus machten wir einen längeren Stopover nach Nashville, Tennessee, der sicherlich aktuell wichtigsten Musikstadt der USA. Hier haben wir zunächst die beiden Lovell-Schwestern, besser bekannt als Larkin Poe, getroffen und danach den König des Modern Blues, Joe Bonamassa, der uns auf eine Tasse seines leckeren Royal Tea in sein Studio einlud. In Louisiana hörten wir die bewegende Geschichte des blinden Zimmermanns Robert Finley, der aktuell als The Biggest Living Soul Singer gilt und gemeinsam mit uns eine bluesige Zeitreise 60 Jahre zurück unternahm, auf die Baumwollfelder in seiner Kindheit. Danach ging es an den Colorado River nach Austin, wo wir mit Jürgen Engler von den Krupps einen Trip durch die texanische Metropole unternahmen und über den Tod sprachen. Und in der letzten Woche waren wir endlich in L.A. angekommen und haben mit Doug Aldrich von den Dead Daisies ganz entspannt über seine Familie als Holy Ground und die Renovierung seines Hauses gequatscht. Und was erwartet euch heute? Großes Tennis! Lasst euch überraschen! Ich sage nur, we're going hellbound! Schwingt die Hufe auf den Beifahrersitz! Unser heutiger Gast empfängt uns in seinem Tourbus. Josh Todd. Eine richtige Rock'n'Roll-Rampensau. Tätowiert bis unter die Unterlippe hält er seit über 20 Jahren die Fahnen seiner Band Buckcherry hoch, die sicherlich mehr Tiefen als Höhen erlebt hat. Aber zu den letzteren gehören unter anderem die gerade erreichten Multiplati-Auszeichnungen ihres Albums 15 sowie der Single Sorry und das nicht ganz jugendfreie Crazy Bitch, bei dessen Textzeilen selbst Steel Panther weiche Knie bekommen. Dieses Jahr macht die Band einen Restart bei einer neuen Record Company, bei Earache Records, die uns in den letzten Jahren schon so viele Classic-Rock-Kracher wie Rival Sons, Blackberry Smoke oder auch The Temperance Movement serviert hat. Und ich kann euch jetzt schon mal verraten, mit Goodbye June kommt in der zweiten Jahreshälfte noch eine absolute Granate ums Eck. Buckcherry hauen mit ihrem neuen Album Hellbound so richtig einen raus. Eine ordentliche Portion Punk'n'Roll, messerscharfe AC/DC-Riffs, dazu ein paar moderne, fast schon Hip-Hop-artige Grooves, an deren Rhymes sich auch Limp Bizkit die Zähne ausbeißen würden, und eine Hammerballade am Schluss mit emotionalen Klavierakkorden, die sofort alle Feuerzeuge zum Erleuchten bringen. Aber der Reihe nach. Josh Todd sitzt mit einem Warnstar-Hoodie und einer LA-Kappe im hinteren Bereich seines Tourbusses. Die Band ist seit 2 Wochen auf Hellbahn-Tour in den USA und wird sich dort bis Mitte November in den Staaten wie auch in Kanada den Arsch abspielen. Danach soll Europa kommen.
I'm good. I'm on the road. I'm on the Hellbound tour right now and in the bus. Yeah, nice to see you, man.
Wie fühlt es sich denn an, wieder unterwegs zu sein mit den Jungs und auch mit den Fans abzuhängen?
It's great. You know, we got a great new record. It drops June 25th, and we've been having a lot of fun playing these songs live. You know, we've been sitting on this record since last year. You know, it was done October 2020, so it's nice to have it finally coming out to the public.
Wir sind die ersten Reaktionen auf die neuen Songs. Zum Zeitpunkt unseres Gesprächs ist das Album ja noch gar nicht draußen.
It's been amazing. We played Gun for the first time last night. And that went over really well. And we're doing like Hellbound and So Hot. And we do Waste No More Time, No More Lies occasionally.
Von Tourgeschichten hierzulande kann man ja nur träumen. Daher gleich die Frage an dich. Fühlt sich das Tourleben nach einer längeren Pause in der hoffentlichen Endphase der Pandemie irgendwie anders an?
Yeah, I mean, it's much different. We did a few shows during the pandemic, and there was a lot of, safety precautions we had to do, like masking, and we had temperature bands, and people had to be socially distanced. And I don't know what your vaccination program is like in Germany. In the U.S., we got our vaccination thing going really good here. So the shows that we've been doing now has just been like regular shows, you know, which has been nice, you know.
Wie laufen eure Buckcherry VIP experiences ab? Müssen die Fans Masken tragen, wenn sie Autogramme haben möchten?
I mean, we're all vaccinated and most people are vaccinated. So we just do regular VIPs, just talk to people and take pictures. And, you know, no, we're not like touching each other or doing a whole lot of touching, but, you know, just saying hello, kind of standing socially distanced. And then we'll take a picture close to each other and that's about it.
Lass uns mal über euer neues Album Hellbound sprechen. Euer erstes für euer neues Label in Europa, Earache Records.
Yeah, they love us, and we can really feel the passion for the band, and that's so important to us. You know, it's very nice, and it's as far as like the promotion of this record has been amazing.
Ein Großteil der Songs wurden in Nashville geschrieben und aufgenommen in Zusammenarbeit mit Marty Frederiksen, dessen Erfolge sich ja auch in der Historie unter anderem bei Aerosmith, Motley Crue, Ozzy oder den Scorpions wiederfindet. Ihr habt schon früher mit ihm sehr erfolgreich zusammengearbeitet. Einer eurer größten Hits, Sorry, ist gemeinsam mit ihm entstanden. Jetzt ist er wieder an eurer Seite und gilt als sechstes Bandmitglied, habe ich gelesen. Was kitzelt der denn bei euch raus?
I just think it brings out our A-game, you know, like, you know, Stevie and I wrote about 22 songs prior to getting in a room with Marty. And then we wrote 6 more songs with Marty, and 5 of those songs that we wrote with Marty made the record, you know, and I just think we had all collectively been really writing a lot of songs, so that muscle was, you know, strong at that point. And plus there's this enthusiasm between all of us when we get together. You know, we really enjoy each other's company. And Marty really gets his band for all the right reasons, you know. So when you find somebody like that, you know, you want to stick with them and continue to write with them, you know, because we've written with other outside writers. And sometimes it just doesn't, you know, you don't find that magic, you know. So it was really good to get back with him. And do a record with him. I don't think I'll ever do another record without him. And that's it.
Was könnt ihr nach so vielen Jahren von einem Typen wie Marty lernen?
You learn a lot about songwriting and about melodies and about compositions and you know, putting songs together and rewriting songs and changing parts and, you know, all these things he does all the time. And we're only doing it when we're writing for a record cycle. So we learn a lot. And I think he learns a lot from us as well, you know, because we bring something unique to the table as well. You know, I've written all the lyrics and melodies for Buckcherry since the beginning, you know, so going in there and working with Marty and adjusting melodies or doing stuff with him is really fun for me.
Das Ergebnis kann sich aber wirklich sehen lassen. Euer Titeltrack Hellbound klingt wie einer der besten AC/DC-like Songs der letzten 30 Jahre. Siehst du das auch so?
Yeah, that's my favorite song. You know, that was one of the last songs we wrote. Second to last song we wrote. So we wrote about 27 songs before we got to that one. It's crazy.
Wie bist du auf den Song gekommen? Kannst du dich daran noch erinnern?
Yeah, I was driving when I got the music. I heard it on my phone. I was driving and I had gone to visit my daughter. She lives outside of Nashville. My oldest daughter. So I went and visited her. The guys were working on the music. I had recorded vocals earlier that day on another song. And they were writing some fucking like slower song. And I said, hey, where's my fucking AC/DC track? You got to give me something that sounds, give me a four on the floor AC/DC type track. And they're like, okay. And, a few hours later, I get the Hellbound music and I'm driving, like I said, and I just started thinking about like, okay, what do I want to write this song about? And Marty kind of threw out a title when I was leaving the studio that day. He's like, just call the fucking song Hellbound or something. And I go, Hellbound? And I just left, right? But it was like, it stuck in my head, Hellbound. So I ran with that title. And then I was like, what do I want Hellbound to be about? And I started going back to my very first show that I did in Orange County, California at a house party where it all started for me. I was 15 years old and I came out and I sang Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin, right? And I was like, fuck, man. And the place was packed. People were fucking hammered. And that was it. That was when the switch flipped. And I knew that my life would never be the same again, and that's what Hellbound the song is about. We tore the place up, but we didn't tear it down. Everybody got a cut. At that point in time, we did the first house party, right? We pooled all our money together, the band, and we got somebody's older sister or brother to buy a keg of beer, right? So we charged $3 at the door. So everybody came in through the backyard and then filled up the house and we charged $3. And so we played rock music and we got paid that night, So that was a big deal. Big deal for us.
In der Vergangenheit handelten viele Buck Cherry-Songs über klassische wilde Rock'n'Roll-Themen, vor allem über die aus eurer Sicht schönste Sache der Welt, Sex und Partys. Auf dem neuen Album höre ich aber auch ganz andere Geschichten, die zum Nachdenken anregen.
Yeah, on every Buck Cherry record we've had songs about sex, about partying, about love, about, emotions, about anger. It's not like we're a one-trick pony or anything, but yes. This record, a lot of peaks and valleys, great dynamics. Like you said, there was a lot going on around us, a lot of chaos in the United States. So that always makes for good songwriting.
Früher habt ihr über die Crazy Bitch gesungen. Im neuen Video zu So Hot sieht man ja auch wieder ein attraktives junges Girl, dem die Männer scharenweise hinterherlaufen. Aber die Story dahinter ist eine ganz andere.
Yeah, I always like this. I always like the story of a small town girl making it big, and I think now is the time where you don't have to leave your house to become a star. If there's something unique about you, if you have a unique talent, if you're uniquely beautiful, you can just create a whole empire from your room, right? You can just go on social media and do whatever you do and create tons of followers and then maybe get, other opportunities from that, Look what happened with the Kardashians. Look what happened with, there's just so many people that have done that. So this is kind of that kind of story, kind of girl power in a way, small town girl looking and seeing how all these other people are getting all these followers. And she's like, you know what? I can do this. And she starts throwing on these attractive outfits and taking pictures and seeing her followers go through the roof, I love the video. I think it's fantastic.
Über eure Piano-Ballade The Way habe ich zunächst ein Zitat gelesen, dass dieser Song euer Hey Jude sein könnte. Als ich dann die Nummer gehört habe, wusste ich, was gemeint war. Das ist ein absolutes Meisterwerk.
Yes, thank you. Stevie and I wrote that song and I came up with that whole song, verse chorus melody in the shower. I was like super, I scattered out the melody. I ran downstairs. I wrote out all the words. I came in to Stevie and I said, hey man, I got this song, Like, let's find a tempo. And so I started singing it and we found a tempo, right? And then I was like, I want there to be piano in it. And then I want it to start in this one place and then end bombastically. And he's like, okay. And so we find a key on the piano that's really good with my voice. And then I just left Stevie alone to do his thing. And he came up with this amazing composition, where the one that you hear today, that Stevie came up with that whole rollout, so I came back and he had added bridge music and an outro bit and this solo. And he's like, I want it to be like our Hey Jude. And I was like, this is amazing, man. And so I finished the lyrics and melodies to the bridge and the outro bit. And that was it. I mean, we wrote that song pretty quickly and it's one of my favorites.
Auch wenn Buck Cherry eher als Abriss-Partyband gelten, ihr habt so viele geile Balladen. Habt ihr schon mal ein Akustik- oder Orchesteralbum nachgedacht?
Yeah, we started dropping like the acoustic tracks in quarantine. until we figured out like we weren't going to be going back on the road. So then we shifted gears to writing for the Hellbound record. But would love to do that. I mean, like you said, we have a lot. You know, we even talked about doing an acoustic tour in just major cities where we would put together, because we can do a whole set of our slower to mid-tempo songs and make it really cool if we focused on that, you know. But I mean, there's just like, you know, there's only so many hours in the day and we have to figure out, you know, where to allocate our energy and time, you know. And right now we're focusing on Hellbound. It drops June 25th and it's going really good, but maybe something like that in the future for sure.
Josh, mein ganz anderes Thema. Du bist vor Weihnachten das erste Mal Opa geworden. Was hat diese Erfahrung mit dir gemacht?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, my granddaughter is Clementine. That's her name. She's beautiful. And I got to visit her before I started tour, which was really nice. And she's growing up very, very fast. You know, they start coming together quickly. And it's been great. We also got a little puppy at home. His name's Lion. So there's all this new life going on right now. And I really love that stage of life. I love babies. I love you know, little puppies, and so we're really enjoying it.
Hast du im Lockdown neue Seiten an dir entdeckt, neue Hobbys oder gar neue Tattoos?
Oh, new hobbies. Yeah, I picked up tennis again. I played tennis when I was a very young, you know, kid, but I never got serious about it. And then I had to stop racing go-karts because it started becoming too far from my home and too much time. So I had to pick up something where it was not music, you know. I got to get away from music, you know, and so tennis was the perfect sport for me, and I've been playing a lot of it. And I brought my racket out here. I play on my days off and stuff, and it's amazing. It takes all my focus. It's an incredible game, and it's good for singing as well. Good cardio. So I love that.
2021, Tattoos und Tennis sind erlaubt. Hätte es in den 80ern nicht gegeben. Aber Andrew Agassi hat ja im ehemals weißen Sport viel bewirkt. Auch ich habe ja früher sehr aktiv Tennis gespielt und sah auf dem Sandplatz aus wie ein Alien mit meinen längeren Haaren und Björn Borg Stirnband sowie abgeschnittenen Jeans und einem Iron Maiden Tanktop, natürlich in weiß. Aber zurück zu dir, Josh. Du hast gerade die 50 überschritten, bist dein halbes Leben trocken. Wie hältst du dich fit, gerade auch während des anstehenden Tourmarathons?
Yeah, I'm 50 now and my secret is I always... I'm always working out, you know. I always stay in really good physical condition. And I only do it for my mind. You know, I put that together when I was a very young man, that if when I worked out or I did sports or I did something active where I would sweat, I felt good. I felt good inside, you know, and all the chaos in my head would calm down, you know. So I do that to this day, you know. I jump rope. A lot of boxing workout, you know. I love boxing and I did a lot of boxing workout for my workout. And like I said, tennis. But aside from singing, I work out every day as well. So that's really the key. I drink a lot of water, of course. I try to stay away from sugar and stuff like that, you know, just kind of dietary stuff. But pretty much it's about staying physically fit.
Wie sieht's aus mit Yoga? Das habe ich für mich im letzten Jahr entdeckt.
Stevie's brother is an amazing yoga teacher. I've done yoga. It's really hard. It's harder than people think. And I love it, but I haven't really got into it, but I'm totally open to it. But yeah, it's fantastic.
Naja, der Tag hat ja auch nur 24 Stunden. Du kannst dich ein Rockstar on the road sein, Songs schreiben, Interviews geben, Tennis spielen, Wasser trinken, meditieren und auch noch Yoga machen. Alles geht halt nicht. Aber ich danke dir für den Plausch. Wir sehen uns dann hoffentlich bald in Germany. Bring deinen Schläger mit.
Yes, sir. You'll probably kick my ass. I'll see you. Bye.
Wenn ihr jetzt Bock auf ein paar Arschtritte habt, dann hört euch auch Buck Cherry und ihr neues Album Hellbound an. Klickt einfach auf meine Playlist des American Road Trip. Das Ganze gibt's auf Spotify. Ihr findet den Link dazu in den Shownotes, das ist die Beschreibung zu dieser Episode bei dem Portal, über die ihr diese Geschichte gerade hört. Für heute sind wir dann auch schon wieder durch. Aber ich bleibe noch eine Woche in der City of Light und bereite die letzte Folge dieser Staffel vor. Bis dahin alles Gute für euch. Wir hören uns.